You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is episode 126 of the Wisdom by Wessa show on the Horse Radio Network. This is Mike Donnell.
I'm Casey Wilbanks-Coletti.
And this is Sophia Yagala. Welcome to Wisdom by Wessa on the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This podcast is brought to you by the Western and English Sales Association, WESA, which provides the world's largest trade events for retailers, manufacturers, and sales representatives of the equestrian industry. In this podcast, we feature exclusive interviews with noteworthy Western and English personalities, retailers, and exhibitors who you've always wanted to talk to. Don't miss out on all the news from manufacturers and retailers in the equine industry. On our last episode, we started talking about the WESA events. Just today, I saw that the WESA events page is now updated. Sophia, can you tell us more about the August events?
Yes. So the first set of events is now on WESATrader.com. And for anyone that hasn't seen the update yet, you just hover over August and then you have the drop down and you'll just go down to events. And although the August WESA trade show is still some months away and we're counting the days, you can now sign up to play at Topgolf again for the WESA Benefit Golf Tournament.
I mean, somebody needs to, because I had to play last August and I'm not sure that was a wise decision, but I had a blast and it's so much fun. So I highly recommend
yes, that's all that counts.
Getting involved. We don't count how good you golf. We just count how much fun you have, right?
And exactly.
So definitely so much fun. But who can attend this WESA event?
So the event is off-site at Top Golf Park Lane in Dallas, Texas, and it's actually open to all amateurs, so exhibitors, buyers, their friends and family. Anybody is invited to attend, and you can sign up either as a player, as an individual player, or as a whole team. And like you just said, food and drinks are included, so it really is a fun event. And of course, being at Top Golf, you don't actually need golf skills. It's just to come together and have fun, actually also to raise money for National Roberto's Rodeo Association for their scholarship fund. So it's a great event, and now it's on the second day of the August WESA trade show.
And you're not kidding, because I actually golfed in heels and a dress that I wore that day at the WESA show. But Mike golfs, so if we can talk him into going and he'll have me on his team, maybe we can do it
absolutely.
All.
Absolutely.
Score
absolutely.
Some points. Yes.
Okay, good.
Just got to have a smile on your face. So, Sophia, how can people sign up?
So the sign-up form is linked on our website now. So if you fill it out, just send it to Amy at adill@wessatrader.com. That's really all we need to get started. And again, you just sign up on wessatrader.com and you hover over the August drop-down and then go down to events to find the form.
While developing a career as a singer-songwriter in New York City, Jalen Raymer found herself hanging out at one of the city's country music bars. That influenced her to turn her creative talents from music to Western fashion, especially handmade designer Western boots. After a spell in New York City's Space Cowboy Western store, she segued her focus to her own Planet Cowboy brand, which today markets boots, hats, and accessories designed by Jalen. Oh yes, and along the way, she was also a successful real estate agent. She attended the most recent WESA show with the intent of introducing her lines to more retailers throughout the country. Jalen Raymer, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to chat with us on the Wisdom by WESA podcast.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, it's a great story. We chatted a little before. It kind of gives me a little head start on getting us going. And I, of course, Casey will hop in here. But the story, the short version of the story, I guess, is from a singer-songwriter in New York City to running a Western fashion business in Nashville is a pretty good jump, and you throw in a little real estate career along the way. But maybe for our listeners, why don't you kind of take us through that time frame, and then we'll focus in on all the good things about Planet Cowboy.
Okay. Well, I've always worn boots, for sure, even in being in New York City. I was always the singer with the boots on. And then in real estate, I wore them and everyone's like, why do you have boots on at my open houses? And I'm like, because they're the most comfortable, you know, especially as a New York real estate broker, you know, there's a lot of walking. And so it was the best thing. And I basically befriended a couple of people that had a Western store in New York City in Soho. And then that's closed due to 9/11. And as the years went on, I remained friends with one of the gentlemen that was one of the partners. And 7 years later, he's like, do you want to open up another store? And I was like, yes. So in between my real estate, you know, we did this pop up called Space Cowboy. And that went really well. And it turned into a permanent store. And that's kind of how the business started.
So how did we get from Space Cowboy to Planet Cowboy?
Because Space Cowboy couldn't be trademarked. And if you're going to run a brand, you kind of do your work. And I came up with Planet, which I really, really loved because it was really important to me that the boots were made of planet-friendly materials. And it just fit. And so originally, when we had boots at the store, we private labeled them. And then, and then 2 years in, when the industry changed and as the wholesalers over the years, you know, when you went to WISA, a lot of the big retailers, like you could only buy them wholesale and they started to sell online and direct. So I thought, well, you know, I'm the little guy, I'm a creative, let me figure out how to do my own brand. And I was able to trademark Planet Cowboy and kind of the rest started from there.
Well, I'm always interested and amazed with people who are able to enter what is already a crowded market and come up with a high fashion, high end, different, distinctive product and make a go of it. And so clearly there's some creativity involved in the product, but there's also some business acumen that's involved. And I kind of like to know a little bit more about where your focus is now in terms of building, managing, and growing Planet Cowboy.
Yeah. You know, just circling back out from a creative perspective, I first decided to do this bright yellow boot and a white boot with rhinestones on it because I wanted attention. I was a little guy, like as a business person, I have a pretty good marketing sense, just instinct. And I thought, well, that'll get attention. And it worked. So that's how I was able to break into the market just by getting the attention from the boots. You know, these days, there are a lot more colorful boots and there's a lot more white boots and rhinestone boots. So I'm excited to constantly reinvent myself. I think that's where I'm strong is my drive to be creative and break through the market with new ideas.
Pardon me, you also have a men's line. I looked through that and didn't see a lot of white and rhinestone, but you clearly realize that there's another market there that you need to go after with the same quality and the same creativity in a men's boot. Then you put hats on top of that. And so you're kind of doing this building block thing in terms of making Planet Cowboy a very popular name. What I want to do is I want Casey to come in and chat a bit about what she sees in terms of the fashion, because yellow boots aren't my thing.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out why we are not recording live in Nashville today instead of in our homes, but that's okay. I'll get over it.
Well, come to Nashville. I would love that.
I've never been and it's on my list. And so the minute I go to your website and I start looking through, obviously, I love fashion and I also have rodeoed my whole life. So I've lived in boots. I've worked in boots. But we've transitioned over the last however many years of boots being a fashion staple. And, you know, wedding season is kind of among us. It's right around the corner. And right when I go to your site, I see don't make me blush boots like. Would be so beautiful attending a wedding and so many other things. Or I scroll down and I see the suede boots, the Remuda Roper. I could see me actually running barrels in those. So I say all that to say you have something for everybody, and you hit so many different categories. You don't have to be a cowgirl. You don't have to be a rancher to find somewhere to wear your boots.
Yeah, that's super important for me. I'm so glad you brought that up, because yes, I did the yellow and the rhinestone boots for attention, but in the heart of it all, I'm really committed to the basic boot, the basic shape, and working feverishly to have it natural materials. And so I do have boots for everybody. The men's classic with the pointy toe is always, that's why I call it the classic. And then I also have the square toe boots for men too. And I'm working at getting them back for women. I had them for a while, but that is kind of what Planet Cowboy is. People ask me from a marketing perspective or business perspective, what's my demographic? It's everybody. Cowboy boots are for everybody. And I design them so that if you are like a barrel racer and you wear boots for work, that you can come and find something for yourself. But if you're in Nashville and you want to have a fun weekend, I have a great boot for you, and it's going to be comfortable because it's all leather and you're going to enjoy your weekend.
Yes. Well, I'm scrolling down and the taupe Zorro, stunning. Mm-hmm. See, Mike, I do this every time. We're doing the show, but I get the shopping here. Whatever's going on.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know if this is good or bad, but nonetheless, you mentioned comfort. So just explain to us about that.
Yeah, I think that, you know, people are always surprised how comfortable Planet Cowboy boots are. And it's a distinction with us amongst other brands. And I think it's super important. I mean, cowboy boots were originally designed to work in and to stand in all day. And a lot of my competitors and how I differentiate is that there's a lot of plastic in inside. You may not know it inside the heel or the inside the back counter of the heel or the sole of the boot could be, pleather, like part leather, part plastic. And a lot of times the boots have like a really fluffy, good sole cushion in them, which is great in the store, but eventually that goes away and you don't have the durability and comfort. That's just super important to me. That's why I got into the business, right? Because I was a real estate broker and I was in the music business. I was on my feet all day. And so it's really important for me that I sell what I love and what I believe in. So I stick with that.
Yeah. And you can custom make your own. I just clicked on the custom wearables.
You can. Yes. Oh gosh, that's so much fun. Of course, it's kind of hard to do remotely and we work on that. But yes, if you come into my little shop in Nashville, I can do custom measurements and fittings, and we can also choose the leathers you'd like, the smooth or exotic, and then you pick your toe and your heel and all that. And these days and age, we can sort of do that remotely as well. The fit's a little more tough, and sometimes I do like a video Zoom with someone to get some certain measurements. And like you were mentioning with the brides, a lot of them want a custom boot for their wedding, and they want their initials on it or the date of their wedding, and we do a lot of that. The rose boot that you saw that says "Don't Make Me Blush," I have one coming out that's going to be called Something Blue, which is white wedding boot, and inside is blue, just as a little hint, like a little sneak peek. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Well, I've already gotten married, so I guess I'm out on that one, but I'll spread the word.
Well, maybe you'll be a bridesmaid. You can box.
You can be, yeah.
I
can get you an anniversary boot.
There you go. Yeah. If I can jump back in here a little bit, uh-huh. because I want to chat a bit about the business of Planet Cowboy, because, you know, we focused on your creativity, on the design capability, on the materials, on the craftsmanship. But in any business, yours included, nothing really happens till somebody sells something. And so I want to chat a little bit more about how you're going to market. I know you go to market through online. I know you've got some retail distribution. I think one of the reasons you were at WISA is to expand that retail distribution. And we have retailers who listen to the show, and they may be listening to this and say, that might be something for me to carry, but how do the two of you get together and do business?
Mm-hmm. I have been fortunate enough to, a lot of retailers have reached out to me directly, A lot of it has been, for example, anthropology. They reached out to me. I was very fortunate. They wanted the fact that I was a small woman-run business. So it's the differentiation, the visual and the way the boots look that people have come to me directly. I've been super fortunate. And my business has grown. So I had remembered going to WISA 10 years ago as a buyer when we had the first store in New York City. And I had this dream of always being in WISA. And so I took the steps to get into WISA and convincing them that I was somebody that was worth having there. Excited. I mean, I just had my first year. So just looking back 10 years ago, I've really come a long way. So as you were saying, yes, my goal is to get more retailers. And a lot of them are the smaller shops as well, like women boutique shops or men's smaller stores. They maybe just want to showcase one or two styles. What we could do at Planet Cowboy, for any of the retailers that are listening, is it's a minimum of 15 pairs to open up an account. So it's a small amount, and we work with you regarding how they fit and sizing with your customers. We do a lot of work with people to make sure, because you really do know how to fit boots. So we're a good opening account. And like you said, you know, we also have some very good boot stores. That's all they do is just boots. So they also just buy our boots as well.
Okay. And then I want to move to another product. We had a conversation on here a few weeks ago, and I was fascinated to learn there are such things as hat bars. And you have a line of hats, and the hat bars present an opportunity for you. Casey knows all about hat bars. I know about bars, but not hat bars. And so I want to talk about, actually, I do want to talk about the fact that the hats are part of your business and represent the same quality, Planet Cowboy, as do the boots. So talk a bit about hats.
Yeah, you know, from a business marketing perspective, I've been doing this for 13 years now, and I've always carried hats. But what happened is it's just exploded recently. And it's the thing, especially in Nashville, and you've probably seen the celebrities now, the hats are in. I saw an opening in the market to just really focus on it. And I started to look around for people called hat shapers that could come in and shape the hats and decorate the house. And started off in the small store, small. And then in Nashville, a lot of people come, corporations come in and they want to entertain the executives or the group flying in for a conference. So now we're out there marketing and targeting corporations as well. As a matter of fact, this afternoon, we have an event for 230 people on downtown Broadway at the Kid Rock restaurant. So it's a way that I've pivoted to expand my business. And it just goes to show you, like, when you're a small business, when you have traction in a particular area, you roll with it and you let that grow and grow and grow. It's like the same thing with the boots. It's like there was this market, people were calling me for wholesale. And I thought, oh my goodness, you know, I'm going to, you know, grow and push that way. You were asking me also about my online, and that's kind of tough to break into, right? Because as a small business, if there's a lot of like heavy advertising and heavy advertising spend, you know, you're competing with like Tecovas and Lucchese's and all these big brands online. So when you look back and you look at your marketing dollars, you look and see where there's traction and where you're doing well. And then you go in that direction. And it just happened to me with the hat bars. And it's so much fun when you come to Nashville, people land on the plane. The first thing you want is hats and boots. And a lot of people look for Planet Cowboy at this point. We're like the small boutique little fun place to come. So I feel very fortunate.
Well, that's wonderful. And I know you have a lot of accessories. I took a look at those. Anything else brand new, product categories that we're going to see from Planet Cowboy? Or are you going to stay with what you got?
I am. I do have some more coming. So part of my brand, besides the really cool round Planet Cowboy, is I have a lot of outer space pinups that are part of the brand. They're on t-shirts, and I'm starting to do posters. You know, your Rocket Girl and Surfer Girl and Soft and UFO Girl and Moon Girl and Saturn Girl, and of course the Cowboy. And then, so these I'm opening up a second location in Nashville, and it's going to be called the Pinup Shack. People have always been interested in the pinups at the store, like the t-shirts, but I'm taking that to the next level, creating, because no one could take that from me, right? Like when you're a brand and you're a small brand and you want to grow, you want to stand out, right? So that's the thing. People love the pinups. And I'm like, wait, why don't I take that and expand that market with, like, I'm going to do pinup bolo ties and pinup buckles, anything Western, and, like, you know, people like little pins, like little on their hats. And even decorating boots is fun now too. You could do a little pin on a boot. So that's kind of the direction I'm going, and it's new and it's exciting. Really, really
well. Cool. And I'm glad you introduced the concept with us, or maybe not totally, but we're glad to find out there's going to be something new at Planet Cowboy that everybody's going to talk about. And what's the new store called?
It's called Planet Cowboy, and it's it's going to be called the Pinup Shack.
A pinup shack.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of, like, cool posters and all kinds of pinup accessories and paraphernalia. And then there's going to also be a hat bar there. And
a hat bar, Casey.
Of course. There's going to be a hat bar. And of course there's going to be boots. There's going to be boots, absolutely, because that's my staple. Boots, I'm all about boots mostly. And then all the other things are fun.
Well, and I think you've done an excellent job at using boots as the foundation and building on top of that. Now you're going to expand a little bit. That's the kind of stories we'd love to have here on Wisdom by Wessa. And that's the kind of stories that we know the people who listen to this show want to know more about. So I really thank you for taking the time, giving us an inside look at Planet Cowboy, a look at the future of Planet Cowboy, and telling us how you go about building a business in the Western world. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. And I hope people listening are inspired by what I've shared with them today. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Show notes and links from today's show can be found at wisdombywessa.com. And of course, there's feedback. We'd always like to hear yours. There is a contact link on that site.
The Wisdom by Wessa show will be published on the 15th and 30th of every month. You can listen on most of your favorite podcast players, and you can also listen on wisdombywessa.com. Be sure to visit all the great shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. Wessa, where the industry meets.